بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we will continue with the classes of the tree of faith, and today, inshallah, we will start to learn about an important branch of faith, which is gratitude. Inshallah, in this class we will learn the definition of gratitude, importance of gratitude, and we will learn also gratitude as mentioned in the verses of the Quran and in the sayings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will learn the forms of Allah's blessings, and we will learn the benefits of being thankful to Allah and the ways of being thankful to Allah. Over the coming classes, inshallah, we will start by the definition. What is gratitude? Gratitude means thankfulness or appreciation. It is a feeling or attitude in acknowledgement of a benefit that one has received or will receive. Again, gratitude means thankfulness or appreciation. It is a feeling or attitude in acknowledgement of a benefit that one has received or will receive. Gratitude is a branch of faith, as Allah is the one who gives us all the blessings, so He is the one who deserves all our gratitude. Regarding the importance of gratitude in Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iman, faith, has two halves. One half is patience and the other half is gratitude. Okay, so gratitude is half of the belief or half of the faith. Why? Because in the worldly life we are events either prosperity or adversity. Okay, and when we have the adversity, we need the patience. And when we have the prosperity, we need to have the gratitude to Allah the Almighty. So in our worldly life, we are either living the feeling of being patient or thankful to Allah. Accordingly, gratitude is half of the belief. At the beginning, we must know about Allah's name, Ash-Shakur, the most appreciative. Okay, Allah has a name which is Ash-Shakur, which is related to the word Shukr, which is being thankful. So Allah Ash-Shakur, the most appreciative, is the one who rewards you for your good deeds, the one who appreciates your submission and obedience to Him and rewards you with greater reward. The one who appreciates your submission and obedience to him and rewards you with greater reward. We must learn the name of Allah Ash-Shakur so that we appreciate Allah's blessings and being thankful to him for all his favors. Let us start our classes by reciting verses of the Quran related to Allah's favors and Allah's blessings, so that we will remind ourselves with the unaccountable number of Allah's blessings, so that we will feel immediately that we need to be thankful to Allah in every second of our life. We will start by recitation from Surah number 16, Surah An-Nahl, from verse 3 to verse 18. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم خلق الإنسان من نطفة فإذا هو خصيم مبين والأنعام خلقها لكم فيها دفء ومنافع ومنها تأكلون ولكم فيها جمال حين تريحون وحين تسرحون وتحمل أثقالكم إلى بلد لم تكونوا بالغيه إلا بشق الأنفس إن ربكم لرؤوف رحيم والخيل والبغال والحمير لتركبوها وزينة ويخلق ما لا تعلمون وعلى الله قصد السبيل ومنها جائر ولو شاء لهداكم أجمعين هو الذي أنزل من السماء ماء لكم منه شراب ومنه شجر فيه تسيمون ينبت لكم به الزرع والزيتون والنخيل والأعناب ومن كل الثمرات إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يتفكرون وسخر لكم الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يعقلون وما ذرأ لكم في الأرض مختلفا ألوانه إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يذكرون وهو الذي سخر البحر لتأكلوا منه لحما طريا وتستخرجوا منه حلية تلبسونها وترى الفلك مواخر فيه ولتبتغوا من فضله ولعلكم تشكرون فألقى في الأرض رواسي أن تميد بكم وأنهارا وسبلا لعلكم تهتدون وعلامات وبالنجم هم يهتدون أفمن يخلق كمن لا يخلق أفلا تذكرون وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الله لغفور رحيم سورة نمبر 16 from verse 3 to verse 8
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم He created the heavens and earth in truth. High is He above what they associate with Him. He created man from a sperm drop. Then at once He is a clear adversary. In the grazing livestock He has created for you, in them is warmth and numerous benefits, and from them you eat. And for you in them is the enjoyment of beauty when you bring them in for the evening, and when you send them out to pasture. And they carry your loads to a land you could not have reached, except with difficulty to yourselves. Indeed, your Lord is kind and merciful. And He created the horses, mules, and donkeys for you to ride and as adornment. And He creates that which you do not know. And upon Allah is the direction of the right way, and among them the various paths are those deviating. And if He willed, He could have guided you all. It is He who sends down rain from the sky, and from it is drink, and from its foliage in which you pasture animals. He causes to grow for you thereby the crops, olives, palm trees, grapevines, and of all the fruits. Indeed, in that is a sign for a people who give thought. And He has subjected for you the night and day, and the sun and the moon, and the stars are subjected by His command. Indeed, in that are signs for a people who reason. And He has subjected whatever He multiplied for you on the earth of varying colors. Indeed, in that is a sign for a people who remember. And it is He who subjected the sea for you to eat from it, tender meat, and to extract from it ornaments which you wear. And you see the ships plowing through it. He subjected it, that you may seek of His bounty, and perhaps you will be grateful. And He has cast into the earth firmly set mountains, lest it shift with you, and made rivers and roads, that you may be guided, and landmarks, and by the stars they are also guided. Then is He who creates like one who does not create, so will you not be reminded? And if you should count the favors of Allah, you could not enumerate them. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and merciful.
Okay. We will continue to learn about Allah's blessings in our life from Surah number 14, verse number 32 to 34. Surah number 14, verses 32 and 34. But actually, before reciting these verses of the Quran, let us focus on the last verse which we just recited from Surah number 16, verse number 18. Allah is mentioning that if we try to count the blessings of Allah, we will never be able to count them. The blessings of Allah are uncountless. We cannot count them because they are too many to be counted. And actually, this is the reason why we must be thankful to Allah in every second of our life, because we cannot even count the blessings of Allah because they are too many to be counted. Now we will recite from Surah number 14, Surah Ibrahim, from verse 32 to verse 34. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم 32-34. الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم وسخر لكم الفلك لتجري في البحر بأمره وسخر لكم الأنهار وسخر لكم الشمس والقمر دائبين وسخر لكم الليل والنهار وآتاكم من كل ما سألتموه وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. It is Allah who created the heavens and the earth and sent down rain from the sky and produced thereby some fruits as provision for you and subjected for you the ships to sail through the sea by His command and subjected for you the rivers. And He subjected for you the sun and the moon, continuous in orbit, and subjected for you the night and the day. And He gave you from all you asked of Him. And if you should count the favor, blessings of Allah, you could not enumerate them. Indeed, mankind is most unjust and ungrateful.
So actually, sisters, again, Allah the Almighty is clarifying to us about His blessings in the universe. And Allah is clarifying to us that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, if we try to count the favors of Allah, never we will be able to number them. And verily, man is given up to injustice and ingratitude. Okay? We will continue, inshallah, to learn about Allah's favors in the universe and also in our life. We will recite from Surah number 16, Surah An-Nahl, from verse 70 to 72. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والله خلقكم ثم يتوفاكم ومنكم من يرد إلى أرض للعمر لكي لا يعلم بعد علم شيئا إن الله عليم قدير والله فضل بعضكم على بعض في الرزق فما الذين فضلوا برادي رزقهم على ما ملكت أيمانهم فهم فيه سواء أفبنعمة الله يجحدون والله جعل لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا وجعل لكم من أزواجكم بنين وحفدة ورزقكم من الطيبات أفبالباطل يؤمنون وبنعمة الله هم يكفرون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And Allah created you, then He will take you in death, and among you is he who is reversed to the most decrepit old age, so that he will not know, after having knowledge, a thing indeed. Allah is knowing and competent, and Allah has favored some of you over others in provision. But those who were favored, given more, would not hand over their provision to those whom their right hands possess, slaves, so they would be equal to them therein. Then it is the favor of Allah they reject. And Allah has made for you from yourselves mates, and has made for you from your mates sons and grandchildren, and has provided for you from the good things. Then in falsehood do they believe, and in the favor of Allah they disbelieve.
So actually, sisters, it is clear that Allah the Almighty mentioned many of His favors in the Holy Quran so that we will be all the time remembering how we must be thankful to Allah the Almighty. Now we will learn about the favors of Allah regarding our life, and we will start by reciting from Surah Al-Mulk 67, Surah number 6, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 1 and 2. Surah number 67 verse number 1 and 2. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Tabarak al-Ladhi biyadihi al-Mulk wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Al-Ladhi khalaq al-Mawta wal-Hayata liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala wa huwa al-Azizu al-Ghafoor.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Blessed is He who in whose hand is dominion, and He is over all things competent. He who created death and life to test you as to which of you is best indeed. And He is the exalted in might, the forgiving.
Okay. So actually, sisters, Allah the Almighty is clarifying to us that He is the one who created death and life. So we must be all the time thankful to Allah that He is the one who created us and gives us the gift of life, so that inshallah we will be good servants to Him and He will reward us the paradise. Regarding also the favors of Allah on us, we will recite from the same surah, surah number 67, verse number 23, to know about the gift of senses. The gift of senses. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul huwa alladhi ansha'akum wa ja'ala lakum as-sam'a wal absara wal af'idata qalilan ma tashkurun.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Say, it is He who has produced you and made for your hearing and vision and hearts and intellect. Little are you grateful.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now we will learn about a very important gift from Allah and favor from Allah, which is guidance. Okay? We must always be sure that guidance is the biggest gift from Allah to His servants, and we are guided because Allah favors us with this favor, which is the guidance. We will recite now from Surah number 26, verse number 78. Surah number 26, verse number 70. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alladhi khalaqani fahuwa yahdin.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Who created me, and He it is who guides me.
So Allah is clarifying to us that He, as He is the one who created us, it is the guidance that is a favor from Allah the Almighty to His good servants. So we must believe that guidance is a big favor from Allah the Almighty. Regarding guidance, we must remember always that the Holy Quran and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are gifts from Allah to humanity, because they are the two sources of guidance on the earth. We will learn about the Holy Quran as a source of guidance from Surah number 17, verse number 82. Surah number 17, verse number 82. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And we send down of the Quran that which is healing and mercy for the believers, but it does not increase the wrongdoers except in loss.
We will recite now about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is actually the biggest gift to humanity, like the Holy Quran, from Surah number 21, Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 107. 21, 10, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 107, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And we have not sent you, O Muhammad, except as a mercy to the worlds.
Okay. sustenance acts as a favor from Allah to His servants. We will recite now from Surah number 51, verse number 58, so that inshallah we will know that the sustenance is from Allah the Almighty, and He is the one who is controlling our sustenance, and it is up to Him to make it big or to make it little. It is only Allah. Allah said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna Allah huwa ar-Razzaq zil quwwati al-Mateen.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Indeed, it is Allah who is the continual provider, the firm possessor of strength.
Okay. We learn with the health. Allah is the one who is providing us with the health. We will recite from Surah number 26, verse number 80. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa idha maridtu fahuwa yashfin.
26, 80. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And when I am ill, it is He who curses me. Who cures me.
Okay. So actually, sisters, Allah the Almighty is clarifying to us in this verse of the Quran that the cure is from Allah. The cure is not from the medical center or from the medicine or from the physician or the prescription. The cure is from Allah the Almighty. This is the power of Allah. Allah is the one who is creating us. Allah knows what is good for us and what is bad for us and what can cure us. And Allah actually is always proving to us that if there are two patients whom they have the same illness and they are taking the same medicine, but one of them will be cured 100% and the other one will die, everyone will question why that one died and why that one has cured 100%. The answer is that the cure is only up to Allah. It is not up to the medicine or to the physician or to the institution. The cure is from Allah the Almighty. This is how we must appreciate all the blessings of Allah, believing that Allah is the one behind all the blessings, and none of this life can give us blessings which Allah is the source of it. Now we will recite also about the verses of the Quran which is related to the favor of Allah on us, as Allah is all the time showering us with His mercy. Allah the Almighty, out of His mercy, is forgiving our sins. This is a great favor from Allah which every one of us must appreciate it day and night. Actually, Allah the Almighty mentioned in Surah number 39, verse number 53, a verse of the Holy Quran which is giving the glad tidings to every Muslim that Allah can remove all the sins. Allah the Almighty forgives all the sins except the sin to disbelieve in Him. If you are a believer in the oneness of Allah and you did a lot of sins, don't worry. If you come to Allah with a sincere repentance, inshallah, Allah will forgive your sins, and this is actually one of the great favors of Allah. We will recite now from Surah number 39, verse number 53. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل لعبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Say, O my servants who have transgressed against themselves by sinning, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, it is He who is the forgiving, the merciful.
So actually, sisters, if we try to reflect on this verse of the Quran, where Allah is sending this message of forgiveness to every one of us, because we are human beings and we are all sinful, okay? We are not angels. We make mistakes, but when we know that we have a Lord who is the most forgiving and He is the one who can forgive all our sins, this is actually a great favor from Allah to every one of us, because it gives us the hope that I can have a new start with Allah the Almighty, and actually all my sins can be forgiven and I can be a good person. There is still a hope for me to have the paradise as my final destination out of the mercy of Allah, a great favor from Allah the Almighty, which we all must remember. Also, regarding answering our supplications, Allah the Almighty promised in the Holy Quran that if we do supplication to Him, if we call on Him at any time, at any moment, in any place, with sincerity, Allah promised us to answer our calling and to actually to respond to our calls with answering. And actually, this is a great favor from Allah, because all the time, inshallah, I am hoping that there is still, you know, a room for my goals to be a reality in my life, because I am trying my best, I am trying all the means, and at the same time I am calling on Allah day and night with sincerity. And Allah promised us in the Holy Quran that whenever we will call on Him with sincerity and we are following the right path, inshallah, Allah will answer our supplication. We will recite now from Surah number 40, Surah Ghafir, verse number 60. This is also a verse of the Quran which is giving a lot of hope to every believer. Don't worry, inshallah, Allah will take care of you and your situation will be better, because Allah promised to answer your calls. Just keep on calling on Allah, having the belief that inshallah Allah will answer you. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And your Lord says, call upon me, I will respond to you. Indeed, those who disdain my worship will enter hell, rendered contemptible.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So Allah the Almighty is promising every one of us, so long we call on Him, Allah will answer us. And actually, sisters, Allah is giving us the command in this verse to call on Him. Allah is saying, my Lord and your Lord says, call on me. So this is a command from Allah to every one of us to call on Allah with the promise that Allah will answer our prayer. Okay, but for those whom they are too arrogant to serve Allah, Allah will surely find themselves in, they will find themselves in hell, in humiliation. Sisters, we must know that one of the biggest favors of Allah is that He will make the paradise the final destination for the good believers. This is actually what every believer must have a goal, that this life, to believe that this worldly life is just a test where there are a lot of trials and hardship, but if I am patient and if I have the gratitude, inshallah, Allah will reward me with the best reward, which is to have the paradise as the eternal life in the paradise. Paradise is the final destination. Surah number 9, verse number 72. Surah number 9, Surah At-Tawbah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verse number 972. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 72. وعد الله المؤمنين والمؤمنات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ورضوان من الله أكبر ذلك هو الفوز العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah has promised the believing men and believing women gardens beneath which rivers flow, wherein they abide eternally, in pleasant dwellings in gardens of perpetual residence. But approval from Allah is greater. It is that which is the great attainment.
Sisters, sends Allah the Almighty is promising the believing women and men. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Gardens under which rivers flow to dwell therein, and beautiful mansions of garden, and also the greatest place is the good pleasure of Allah. So actually, for every one of us who knows about these favors of Allah regarding how all the universe is serving the human being, how Allah the Almighty is creating us in a way so that we can actually be the one taking care of this universe. And also Allah the Almighty is showering His with His mercy as He is forgiving our sins, as He is answering our calls and prayers to Him. And also He is promising us the paradise if we are the good believers. This is a clarification that Allah deserves all the thanks every second of our life. Now we will learn a very important fact about shaitan or iblis and gratitude. Actually, this is a very important fact which we must learn it and remember it all the time, so that we will be always remembering that the shaitan is trying to prevent us from giving thanks to Allah. Okay, because the shaitan or iblis, he vowed to lead most human being to be ungrateful to their Lord. This indicates how important gratitude to Allah is. Iblis, the accursed, who is the main enemy to mankind, he measures his success in devoting mankind away from the right path by making us thankless to our Lord. We will learn about this fact from Surah number 7, verse number 11 to 17. Rahman ar-Rahim. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ لَمْ يَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ قَالَ مَا مَنَعَكَ أَلَّا تَسْجُدَ إِذْ أَمَرْتُكَ قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ قَالَ فَاهْبِطْ مِنْهَا فَمَا يَكُونُ لَكَ أَن تَتَكَبَّرَ فِيهَا فَاخْرُجْ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ قَالَ أَنْذِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ قَالَ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْذَرِينَ قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ ثم لآتينهم من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وعن أيمانهم وعن شمائلهم ولا تجد أكثرهم شاكرين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And we have certainly created you, O mankind, and given you human form. Then we said to the angels, prostrate to Adam. So they prostrated, except for Iblis. He was not of those who prostrated. Allah said, what prevented you from prostrating when I commanded you? Satan said, I am better than him. You created me from fire and created him from the clay. Allah said, descend from it, paradise, for it is not for you to be arrogant therein. So get out. Indeed, you are of the debased. Satan said, reprieve me until the day they are resurrected. Allah said, indeed, you are of those reprieved. Satan said, because you have put me in error, I will surely sit and wait for them, mankind, on your straight path. Then I will come to them from before them, and from behind them, and on their right, and on their left, and you will not find most of them grateful to you.
Actually, says when you are among the grateful servants of Allah, this indicates that you are following the right path, and Satan has no control on your heart. The most important is that Allah is pleased with you. So again, sisters, we must all the time remind ourselves regarding the favors of Allah, which we cannot count because they are too many. But all the time we keep in our heart the feeling and the attitude that Allah is favoring us with favors which are too many to be counted. So we must all the time appreciate all these favors and blessings and all the time be thankful to Allah, the most merciful, the one who is actually providing us with all these blessings. O Allah, our Lord, make us from your grateful servants, and inshallah we will continue next week. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.